Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Francine Humphrey, and this is Issues Concerning Women. We are so happy that you're able to join us again. Please tell your friends and family that Issues Concerning Women is on every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m., and we are on the air to talk about women's issues, family topics, starting your business, anything that pertains to women entrepreneurs, career building, family, and friends. Issues Concerning Women is an organization that I started over 3 years ago, and we are focused on women reaching their long and short-term goals. We want to help you in any way that we can through giving you instruction on housing, finances, business building, and life skills. Issues Concerning Women provides advocacy and services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination among women. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, home ownership, career development and assistance, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, and adult literacy programs. Our mission is to create economic independence for all women by providing a voice to those that would otherwise not be heard. Issues Concerning Women was created to empower all women to take charge of their lives and become educated and savvy about all aspects of life. If you're just tuning in, my name is Francine Humphrey. I'm your host of Issues Concerning Women. Please tune in every Thursday night. We are just so happy to be on the air, and we just want to help you get to where you want to go, whether, again, that's in your life, your business, or your career. Tonight, we're going to talk about business goals. And before I get started, I just want you to get paper and pencil, so that you may be able to write a few things down, and if you have questions, you'll be able to contact me by my email address, which is cinedesign@aol.com. That's cinedesign@aol.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Please email me your questions, and we will try to put those on the air each week. We want this not just to be a broadcast where I'm just talking. I would like for you to interact with me and have questions, and we get feedback. So we want to be able to reach as many women as we can. It doesn't matter what city you're in. I'm in Virginia Beach, Virginia, but you know, with the internet, we can go global, and we can have women from all over the world and all walks of life. So I'm looking forward to the feedback. I love the show, and I have so much passion for this part of my ministry that I just want to reach out to you and just say hello to whoever's listening, and please tune in again, and please tell somebody else about the show. We're here to have a good time. So let's get started. Business goals. When you're thinking about starting a business, you need to have goals set in place. And, of course, they're not etched in stone, but it gives you an idea of where you're going, how to start placing each thing in the order of its importance. Now, your list may start off just as a random list, but what it does is it helps you to see what your vision is and see it clearly. Your vision is where you are now, where you're going to go, and how you're going to get there. And that's our main focus for today for setting our business goals. And I would like to make a suggestion, and this is just me. As you're writing your business goals, why not also include your personal goals? Are you working to own a business so that you may have A, more personal time, B, vacation time, more time to spend with your family? How will the two intertwine? Because that's so very important. Most people start a business because they love, one, the independence, two, they want to set their own schedules, three, do you want to be able to spend time with your family? So why not include your personal goals along with your business goals? As you begin formatting your business goals, follow the same steps that I just talked about. One, your vision. Two, adding your personal goals. And three, knowing where this vision is going to take you. But also focus on these steps so that the outcome you want is for your business. So whatever you're planning, it's not just your personal life, it's also your business life. Set up written 1 year and 5 year goals for your business just as you did for your personal goals. Keep these in a safe place where you can review them from time to time. So the bottom line is have two columns, one column for A, your personal goals, and a B column for your business goals. Now, you intertwine those together, but you kind of still keep them separate so that you can see where you're going to be in the next year, and then you're going to see your five-term goals. As you're planning your business goals, you'll want to consider the following factors, and you might want to write these down. One, anticipated profit. That means your short-term and your long-term profit. Two, business growth expectations. What are you expecting from this business? Is it just to get started and just so that you can have a business, or is this your passion? Have you really sit down and thought about this and making this your source of income, or are you going to be part-time employee until you reach the level of expectation that for yourself, and then you will make this a full-time business? So those things you have to have in mind when you're writing your business goals. What are your expectations? Three, services to offer at the beginning and later. So let's say you are a business consultant. What services are you going to offer to your clients? How are you going to be different from every other business consultant that's there? Let's say you have a niche for your creativity. So you want to always put that into your proposal when you're trying to get business and offer that as one of your services, creativity. So you need to know what you're going to offer and how it relates to your business in the beginning and how it will relate to your business later on as you grow and develop your business. Okay, number four, the need for hiring staff to assist you as you grow. Now, if you just started your business, you may not think that you need an assistant, but are you thinking about just short-term for right now, or are you thinking about your future? So maybe you cannot hire a full-time assistant. Maybe you might need a virtual assistant. So you want to think about that because all these things are important when you're starting out your business. You don't want to think too small, but you don't also want to overwhelm yourself, because I know when I first started my business, I did not have a clue as to where to go, what to do, and who to ask for help. There was nobody teaching how to run a business. Of course, there were business courses that you could go to college and take, but that wasn't my cup of tea. That's not what I wanted to do. So I figured out that I had to find somebody who was like-minded like me, someone who would mentor me and help me reach where I wanted to go. But that did not come like immediately to me. That took years of me making the mistakes and finding out the things that I wanted to do. So primarily my goal tonight is to help you not make the same mistakes that I did. Now, of course, when I look back on it, some of the things should have been common sense, and they were not, because I just did not know. But now, because I know, I'm able to pass that information on to you, and I'm so excited that I can do that. So if I can be of any service to you and any help to you, please give me a call or send me an email. My email address is cinedexign@aol.com. This program is called Issues Concerning Women. It's a self-help program. And if you would like to call in right now, the number is 1-347-826-7543. You'll be able to catch the rest of the program if you're online. Okay, So getting back to the setting of our goals. Now, after you have your goals compiled, begin thinking about how you will achieve them by creating a business plan. And I know what you're saying, oh, Lord, a business plan. Who wants to do that? But the business plan acts like a roadmap to keep you on course as you venture into your home-based business or your brick-and-mortar business. So it depends on where you are. The busier you get, the more you rely on your map. You also may need to use your business plan to secure financing at some point. Now, and this is so true. When you go to a bank and ask them for money, they want to know first who you are. What are you bringing to the table? How do we know that this loan you're asking for, you can pay it back? What credentials do you have? Why should we loan you money? So your business plan is going to answer all these questions for your banker. This is very important that you do this step. Now, of course, if you're fortunate enough to have some saved up some money and you don't need capital, you still need a business plan. You still need a map. But if you're going to go the banking route or private investors, you're going to need a business plan because they're going to want to know. You may also want to think about getting help doing your business plan. So you would contact a business consultant like myself and, oh, shameless plug, but anyway, someone to help you do your business plan, someone to take you from point A to point Z. This is no easy task. This is mind-boggling for some people. That's why they don't do it. There are a lot of entrepreneurs that started a business without a business plan. They have actually been successful. But we find that in this age and time and where we are at such a time as this, it is the smart thing to do and the wise thing to do so that you'll have your roadmap. And we can even teach you how to do a one-page business plan if you're not securing funds for your business. So email me, CINEDESIGN at AOL.com. If you just tuned in, I'm your host, Francine Humphrey, and this is Issues Concerning Women. Creating a business plan is a simple way for you to organize your thinking. You might consider it in your action steps, but in your planning, you determine the time and the resources you need to reach your goals. A business plan helps you work things out on paper first and lets you set up systems to handle everyday needs. It provides a map for your business operations and gives you a place to gather your bearings when business problems arise. A business plan, when done properly, frees you up to handle the things that matter most and lets the business run itself. It also allows you to have the time and energy to handle any roadblocks or unexpected occurrences that crop up from time to time. If you plan to borrow money for your business startup costs or to finance any part of your business, you will need to have a business plan ready. Lending institutions want to see a business plan that demonstrates your abilities, business structure, and projected sources of future revenue. This business plan is what you use to sell these lending institutions on taking a chance on you and your business. This is some wonderful information. I hope you were able to write down some of this. I know I try not to overwhelm you in each session, but this is so important. Another factor that you must think about as you're planning your personal goals, again, don't forget to add your business goals. Needing money and being hungry for more work and income are excellent motivators. And this is a great tidbit when you're first starting out your business. Because if you're, let's say you're in transition from you've left your job for whatever reason, you were laid off, or you decided to, you know, this is it, you know, you went to the boss and said, this is not for me, I want to do something else. But now you need to continue to live the lifestyle that you become accustomed to. And this is the part about needing money and being hungry for more. This is when it really sets in that I am a business owner. I have to provide for myself and my family. I have to maintain my lifestyle that I'm accustomed to. These two things, needing money and needing work, are excellent motivators. However, when you have more expenses than income, the stress that it places on you and your family will negatively impact your business. So let's just think about that. When we're starting our business, is this the right time for you to start a business? Yes, of course. I would never tell you it's not a good time to start a business. But is this a good time to quit your job? For you, it may not be. So you need to think about that. Can you start your business part-time? Can you do your business at night or early in the morning? Is your business a business that you can do online so that you can continue to work your 9-to-5 until you're ready to move into that full-time position of being a full-time entrepreneur? There is nothing wrong with being a part-time business owner. This is how most of us started. It's a wonderful way to get out there and see what's available, see if this is for you. We always talk about our passion, but you must have passion for your business, whatever it is, whether it's consulting or hairdressing, restaurateur, cosmetic, beauty, fashion, whatever it is. You have to have that passion for it. Because guess what? If you don't have the passion, you're not going to do it. Because people always ask me, well, what motivates you? What keeps you going? And I have to tell them, I do the things that I love. And people tease me all the time. And if you've ever been with me at a seminar or a workshop, I was like, what are you doing now? And my answer is anything that I want to do. Because I write my own way. You may think I'm here, there, and everywhere, but I have to do what is on the inside of me, what I have passion for, and what gifts God has given me, and that I'm proud to say He has blessed me with this vision. He has honored me with having this skill. He has let me know that, yes, you can do this. A perfect example is being on radio. And I'm going to tell you this little story how I got started. I was actually at a luncheon. And I was one of the speakers, and I had gone through my presentation, and a young lady and a young man walked up to me, and they asked me, had you ever thought about being on radio? And I was like, well, no, I don't know anything about, you know, radio broadcasting or anything like that. So they was like, well, why don't we get together and have a meeting? So my first thought is they want me to bask some airtime and come on the radio or for me to do some commercials. And all I could see was there were some dollars involved in this. And, you know, I just don't know if I have money right now to put into radio. But anyway, to make a long story short, it took a while for us to get together. And finally we did, and we sit down and talk. And they never asked me about spending money to do commercials. They talked to me about being on air. And I also do a live radio show every second and fourth Wednesday on 1270 AM, which is Joy AM, here in Virginia Beach, Virginia. The station is actually located in Norfolk, but I can broadcast from my home if I choose to. So this was, how many years ago? Maybe 6 years ago. And I went into the station, you know, because they convinced me that this is something that I should do. I went into the station and I'm going to tell you immediately I was hooked. I had the radio fever. I came back home. I told my husband, you know, they put that mic in front of me. They put those headphones on my ears, and I loved it. I love radio. I have a passion for that. Now, of course, I have no training in radio. I didn't go to journalism school. So, when I'm sitting there and God blesses you with a gift like that, and I have the gift of gab, that's the only gift I really have. But when I'm researching my programs and I'm all excited, just like when I'm on Blog Talk Radio, I'm excited about that. I try to plan out what I'm going to say and what I'm going to talk about, and hopefully that it'll be interesting to somebody else, because I love radio. It is one of my passions. I have the radio fever, let me just tell you. And if somebody wants to pick me up and syndicate me, well, praise God, I'm here. You can email me at CINE DESIGN@AOL.com. I will be more than happy to come on somebody else's radio show and have somebody sponsor me or syndicate me. So anyway, so let me get back to starting our business. I just wanted to throw that in there to let you know that you must have a passion for whatever you do and be prepared for whatever doors are open to you and opportunities that are afforded to you. Because once you start your business, you may have written down these goals and these plans and all these things that you want to do. But guess what happens sometimes? They start to switch, especially in this economic time. There may be a pivot in your plans. So if you don't have any goals to go by, then that's when you're all over the place. But if you set your goals and then you're able to take that initial goal that you have written down and maybe branch it off under the same umbrella. And I'll give you an example of what I mean. So let's say that for me, I'll use myself. I'm a radio host, but I also write, and I like to teach about writing a book. So one of the books that I'm writing right now is called Focus On Right Now, WRITE. So that is another avenue that I can approach the social media with and my social networking skills, because what am I doing? The two things are totally different. One is radio, one is writing, but I'm still reaching my target audience. So I have to know what my target audience is, and that is on my business plan. So it's just concerning women. Who's my target audience? Women and their families. I don't exclude anybody in that when I say women, because women are always attached to their families. So let's put that now in perspective where it makes sense. I'm a radio host. I'm a writer. I am the director of Issues Concerning Women. These are all still under the same umbrella, even though they're different entities that I do to promote social networking, to promote mentorship, to promote entrepreneurship. So I'm still staying on task, and I'm still doing what's on my business plan. I've just put another arm to it. You know how we do that circle, and you add the little arms that look like sunbursts, and then you add different things to the arm. That is a wonderful way to describe the one umbrella policy, where you start off with just being a radio host, but you're finding that through your research you're able to do other things. So just wanted to throw that in there when you're doing your planning. A lot of times experts advise that before you begin your venture into starting a business, you have enough money set aside to cover your business startup costs. And this makes sense, of course. You have overhead and living expenses, and they want you to have it for a year. It used to be 3 to 6 months, but now in this economy, we know that we have to pump it up a notch, have it funds set aside for 1 year, and this is highly recommended because many businesses have started with far less and yet managed to succeed, and we know that. So it's not impossible, but it does make it a lot easier when you have a safety net. A safety net is that for that rainy day fund. And we talk about always having that nest egg, no matter if we're in business or we're in a career or whatever we do. Why? Because we don't ever know when our job is going to end, when the contract's going to be over, when they're going to lay us off and do downsizing. We never know that. I never want to be laid off or fired, and that's why I run my own business, because I never want anybody to hold over my head the possibility or the words they can say, we don't need you anymore, when you worked hard for them. And now, because of something that is out of your control, you no longer have a job. So being in business for me is always first on my mind. And second, I always have to think about how I'm going to fulfill that need, the need of needing money and being hungry for more work. That is a great motivator. I'm telling you guys, that's what motivates most business people. And if you're not motivated by wanting to have a business and you're not motivated by money, and you're not motivated by wanting more work, then you need to question if this being a business owner is for you. Because it's not all about a dollar amount of the money that you're going to make millions and millions of dollars. It's about you have to take care of your family. You have to have your priorities straight. And then that's, again, why we write things down so that we'll know where we are, where we stand, what we can do, and how much we can take. You don't want to be stressed out from the beginning of starting your business to the end, because guess what? The end is going to come far too soon. We want you to be able to go for it, run this business, have a good time doing it. No, it's not easy running a business. I will not sit here and tell you that. But it is the most powerful thing that I know, one of the most powerful things that I know, that you have control over your destiny, you and the man above. You have the power to move into this direction, and you have the power to pivot and change and go in a different direction. As long as you have your everything in place, and there is such a thing as balance, and we always need to remember that. We have to balance that, the business, our spirituality, our family, our mindset. We have to balance all these things, because what happens, one can start to teeter-totter the other one. It's like being on a seesaw. If you have too much work and not enough family time, then you're going to get complaints from the family. If you have too much family time, then you're going to be frustrated because you're not spending enough time with the business. And you have to, and especially if you're a home-based business, you have to let everyone know, this is my business. This is when I run my business from 9 to 2. I will not be available for just phone calls or just you stopping by. I am running my business. This is a perfect time for the ladies who are home-based when the kids are in school, that you set aside this time to run your business. Of course, you can do it in your pajamas, but, you know, everybody can't do that. Some people need to put their clothes on. It's okay if you can run your business in your fuzzy slippers. You know, that's cute. But some people need to get dressed up before they walk down the hall to their business. You know, at least put on a shirt and if you're a guy, a pair of pants, and go into your office and do your work. If you're a lady, you know, put on a blouse and a skirt. And you don't have to really be dressed up. You can put jeans on and a T-shirt. But it's just where your mindset is. So think about what works for you, because some people won't be motivated if they're in their pajamas. You know, they'll start doing something else that involves the family or something that involves the kids, or your neighbor comes over and wants to have coffee and you invite them in. So let's stay on track with our business goals. This is so important. I hope you have enjoyed this information. I hope you were able to write it down. If you have more questions or you want a topic you want to discuss with me, it is CineDesign@AOL.com. Remember, on every Thursday night at 8:30, I am Francine Humphrey, the host of Issues Concerning Women. We are advocates for women. We do business consulting. We're there to help you in any way that we can. And we would love to hear feedback from you, what you think about the show. You can go online at blogtalk.com/ICW and leave me a comment in my message board. I want to hear from you. I want to talk to you. I want to interact with you. You are the reason that I am here on the air to be of any assistance that I can. I love this radio show, and I hope you love it too. And tune in next Thursday at 8:30. I look forward to spending that time with you. I have enjoyed this so much, and I hope you have enjoyed it too. See you next week.